What was he wearing? Well, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. Hmm? No, he's not retarded.
Hello and welcome to another Surviving Grady podcast. My name is Red. His name is Denton. And today's podcast is brought to you by nobody. It's brought to you by nobody. I think that's actually kind of disappointing. Don't you, Denton?
We do need somebody to bring these things to the people, not just us.
Exactly. We need a sponsor for this. We need somebody who has shit tons of cash, whether it's a big corporation or just someone who has a lot of money and is bored and wants to reach an audience. Because if I read the charts correctly, and I don't know that I read them correctly, but according to the charts, the charts we get after we do post these podcasts, we've either got 15 or 6 million people listening to these things. I can't tell. It's one of those numbers. I can't tell. It's somewhere in there. I'm just going to say there's a lot of people. So I think it's a great opportunity for someone out there with sacks of cash in the easy-to-carry bag, who might decide that they don't necessarily need this cash weighing them down, and they say, you know what, I think I'll sponsor that Surviving Grady podcast. So get in touch with us. We're here to please. Our email address is here. It's on the website. So please email us and say, you know what, I'm the sporty type. I'd like to sponsor your podcast. So just tell me where the cash goes.
Yeah, we don't care why you do it. Just, you know, you feel bad for us, you belong to some grassroots committee that's trying to keep idiots off the internet, we'll take your money. We don't care.
Exactly. Nor do we care what you represent. I mean, you could be a very legitimate ticket broker. You could be a rather shady escort service for underage butchers. We just don't care. If you have money and you're willing to spend it, we're willing to take it. So keep that in mind, because it's such a shame that we don't have anyone sponsoring these podcasts. One thing we can promise you is that in the world of the 25 and 30 minute soliloquy podcast, this one will hopefully be a quick one. We're trying to be a little more conscious of the clock. So we're going to get right into it. And the first topic I want to bring up is first of all, I didn't even know the fucking game was this afternoon. Does that make me a bad fan? I didn't know. I figured I checked I'm screwing around with something. I see on the Boston the homepage there, boston.com, it says the score of the game. I was like, what the fuck? The game? They just had a day game the other day. Another one?
It's just the man trying to keep you down again.
Oh, bad fan.
And another day game Wednesday, and I know this because I'm going.
Oh. I thought it was just because, my first thought was maybe they just don't have night games in Detroit. Maybe shit's got so bad there. It's like Escape from New York. When the sun goes down, they gotta like be inside because the guys come out of the sewers and start clanging the pipes. And
well, they have been known to kind of burn the city down after they win a game. So.
For sport. Yeah. They do it for fun.
Win a baseball game, Halloween, whatever.
Exactly. Flag Day. Let's burn some shit. Anyway, so that's very that's a bad fan. I definitely lose a few points for that because I'll be honest, I didn't even know the goddamn game was going on. See, I'm so wrapped up in my job and the pornography and the drug cartels that I really this is the following the Red Sox is really like fourth or fifth, eluding the FBI. Then you get down to like, you know, watching the Red Sox game. So you can see I've got a lot of shit on my plate that I'm dealing with, so it's totally understandable. Good to see them get another win and 14. What are the chances of them getting 14 runs again tomorrow? What do you think the Vegas odds are after two games in a row scoring 14 runs?
Probably even money at this point.
Oh, man, this is
pretty good ball, as they say.
These are the salad days. This is the same team that just a month ago I was ready to give myself a home vasectomy because of them. They were driving me nuts. It's just amazing, and I still stand by something I wrote a few days ago, which is I've seen the Jays and the Yankees, and they don't frighten me. I know woe is the man who discounts the Yankees. You discount the Yankees at your own peril. but I'm not afraid of them this year. I think we're going to win the AL East. Despite the fact that we had a rather tumultuous April, I don't see anyone but us taking the AL East. That being said,
I was thinking about that today because they've been so hot lately. They went, I don't know what, 10 out of their last 12 or something like that. And I was wondering if they had started out this hot and then had like a 6-game losing streak or went 2-10 kind of in the middle of the year somewhere, would it have been as devastating as it was to start the season? And I don't think it would have been.
I think that it was just that we were so hungry that on paper, everyone picked them. I actually don't like being in that position. I like it better. We've lived a life as the underdog, and it was odd to be picked by so many people in the World Series. So I think that's probably what made it so disappointing right out of the gate. We were primed for victory. We wanted the carnage. Where's my motherfucking carnage? There was no carnage.
There is now.
There is now. Motherfucker, 28 runs. In 2 games, and they just look from top to bottom. It's just what you thought they were going to be doing. You thought they would be doing this, and now they're doing it, and it's an amazing thing to see. That being said, our boy John Lackey is scheduled to come off the disabled list in a couple of weeks. I think June 6th or June 5th or June 4th, somewhere in that belt.
Yeah. I got a plan to take care of that.
That's what I was going to say. What do you think is being planned for him right now? Is Mike Timlin in secret meetings? Are lead pipes being discussed and large burlap sacks that hold giant Texas guys? There obviously has to be some kind of a plan to get him out of the way. I think, we're looking to cut our losses. Says he recently signed a sizable life insurance waiver.
I know a guy named Galuli who has a tire iron. I think we can handle this ourselves.
Why me? Why me? and that was the last they saw of him. He was being dropped into a burlap sack screaming, "Why me?" Kurt Laskanik and Mike Timlin seen giggling on the premises. I don't know. It'll be interesting once he comes back, but he really is. He's just, on the bright side, maybe he comes back and he's freaking amazing. He's got to do something to justify the paycheck, doesn't he? This sniper's going to take him out.
I don't see it. I look back at his career stats, and I just don't see him doing well here.
Really? I don't know. There's got to be something. I like to, trust in Theo. I always, it's my mantra, but I got to look at this and say, what in the name of God? There's got to be something to justify that payday. There's got to be something that they saw in him that hopefully will emerge at some point during his stay in Boston. We also have the great Bobby Jenks, who will be coming back. I happened to be at that game that Jenks pitched last month in Fenway against the Blue Jays, and he came out and he really just took it in the shorts. It was like his first night in Shawshank Prison. It was really just, it was brutal to watch, painful to watch. So he's coming back as well. But, I got to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that, maybe their DL stint will be the best thing in the world for them. And, you'll see a new Lackey back here when he comes back. I don't know. Maybe that's the beer talking, but I got to hope.
Hey, if we keep scoring 14 runs a game, who needs pitching anyway?
Exactly. That's the
throw the big guns like Sutton in there, and we're all set to go.
Exactly.
But if he keeps playing like that, you're never going to see Marco Scudero again either.
Oh, that's another one who I think is just going to have a visit from Mike Timlin, I think. Mike Timlin's here. He wants to take you to the Franklin Park Zoo. What? I don't need to go to the zoo. Is that how Scudero would talk, I would guess? I'm picturing like a bizarre Italian accent, but that's probably not the case. I do not need to go to the zoo. Yes, you do. He wants to take you to the Franklin Park. You've never been to the Franklin Park Zoo? And then you hear like this gloom.
I know a shortcut.
It's awfully dark down there. Come on, you pansy.
How's that obliquey thing?
What the fuck is an oblique, by the way?
Something only baseball players have, I'm convinced.
I know it's a type of triangle, isn't it? Isn't it an oblique, a triangle? I don't know.
I was told there'd be no math.
I guess.
Or what geometry. What the hell is that?
What in the hell? But also very good to see Carl Crawford tearing it up. And that's a guy who, after seeing him actually seeing him, I say toil, but obviously he was excelling down in Tampa Bay, but to see him do it in front of those, you know, half-baked crowds, you know, people just basically phoning it in, you know, when there actually were people in the stands, you know, it just seemed he had this dead crowd in front of him, and it's the anticipation of seeing him in that Fenway Park atmosphere was one of the things I was really looking forward to. And unfortunately, for the first couple of weeks, it's mostly death threats that I think he was getting from the stands. But now that he's gone shit crazy, I think it's good to see that. It's good to see them all. It's just amazing to it's like a whole new team. It's like a whole new team. Don't look like
he
the same team.
He's had a lofty 244, I think, after his 8-for-9 couple days he's had.
Oh.
Not too shabby.
We're good. This is the run. I'm looking at. I'm thinking this is the run. They're just gonna tear things up. After the Tigers, what are they? They come home for the White Sox, and who's in after that? Is Oakland in after that?
I don't know. I'm going to one of the White Sox games, but I don't know who comes in after that. But on a different subject, somebody pointed me in this direction last week while you were away on business. You can't see my finger quotes there, but they're there. I posted a picture of Rachel McAdams, and somebody pointed me to this T-Mobile girl.
Uh-huh.
On a scale of 1 to I'd give up a kidney to see her in a bikini,
uh-huh,
where do you rate her? She's friggin' hot.
Oh, the girl in the T-Mobile ads, the commercials?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is pretty. Yeah, yeah, she's
good.
And
I was kind of afraid to think about her in those terms because I thought she was like 19, but mm-hmm, she's like 25 or 28. So,
really?
So that's...
Really?
That doesn't make me a pervert, does it?
Not in my eyes.
That alone, no.
No, not that.
The
it's
big the, picture?
It's the culmination of everything.
It's all the other stuff.
It's the big picture.
The skits.
It's the big picture. I will tell you this. I was in, I was on business, and I was in Las Vegas. And one of the day we were the
business was good.
Business business was good. And one of the we were, the conference I was at was at Caesar's Palace, and if you go through the, you know, you walk through the casino, and then they have the forum shops down there, that area. I don't know if you've ever been there. I know your parole officer keeps pretty tight tabs on where you go, but if you go out of the casino area in Caesar's Palace, you go into like this area called the forum shops, and they have, you know, the ceiling is painted to look like the sky, or I don't know what the fuck, it's projected.
I have actually been there.
It's very nice. Kind of dark too. It's a weird kind of dark. I don't know, but at any rate, there's a sports cards or sports memorabilia type store in there. And Pete Rose was there while I was there, and he was signing autographs for $50 each. And actually, I saw the signs announcing him. I didn't actually see him there, but someone in the know, somebody I was with at the conference, said they saw him there, and they said there was nobody there. Said he was just kind of sitting there, and it was like one of those scenes where you could like hear the crickets, you know, and Pete Rose just kind of sitting there looking around, and nobody was coming up and buying his $50 autographs.
Hard to believe.
But that's really the only interesting. That's the only story I'm going to share from Vegas. That's the only one that's tellable on a family show. But actually, it is the Athletics coming in after the White Sox, and then what do you know? We go back to Yankee Stadium. I'm getting a little. Yeah, and actually, I do. I never get sick of the Red Sox and Yankees. I think pretty soon we're gonna evolve to the point where that's the only team we play. It'll just be like 160 games against the Yankees. I think that'd be kind of cool. That's the next thing they're gonna do. They've tried, you know, they've got interleague going now, and I think in another couple of years they're gonna say, how do we spice this up just a little bit more? I know. This, and when I say I know, I'm assuming the role of someone in one of those meetings. It's a little play acting. The guy will say, I know. We'll have one team play the other team the whole season. I think that'd be kind of neat.
Be like the Globetrotters and whatever that other team was.
Didn't the Globetrotters play the robots on Gilligan's Island that time? Didn't they do Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island?
Are you having that problem where you can't distinguish between dreams and reality again?
No, they do.
Time to up the meds again.
Speaking of upping the meds, I and work, which I was talking about a few minutes ago. I know I joke about the office from time to time, but legitimately, I know during the last podcast I discussed this. Someone in one of our sales conferences was saying, oh, you start each meeting with a bold statement. And then I was saying, well, wouldn't it be interesting to start one and say, you know, my name's Red, and I'm going to fuck you like a crazed weasel. Someone, I shit you not, God is my witness, someone... one of our sales guys actually got replaced right before the Vegas trip, and when I he was a good friend of mine, I happened to be talking to him, he went to some other organization, but he was saying that he actually got let go because he dropped a bold statement, not unlike that kind of a thing. He was, I think he might have also had a substance abuse problem, but that's beside the point. But he was saying how he used the, you know, something akin to the crazed weasel line, and then he also said he said I was out of sorts that day because I forgot my wallet, and I usually don't leave the house without my wallet, so I think that was part of the problem. I didn't have my wallet. I was like, well, yeah, maybe not having your wallet was a problem, but perhaps telling the prospects you were going to fuck them was another, that might have been a factor as well.
Maybe the wallet was full of his daily intake of value.
Where are my happy pills? I can't have a deal.
I remember my gun, but I forgot the wallet. Damn.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I suppose there's really not that much to say about the Red Sox when they're doing well. And they are doing pretty well. And tied for first place right now, which, you know, for a while there, we joked. And I know we kind of joked to mask the pain and the fear. But I'd be lying if I didn't say there was a little part of me that didn't worry, you know, maybe they will shit the bed this year. What if that happens? There's no guarantees in baseball. There's no guarantees in anything, let alone baseball. And they could very well have been a 500 team. But thank God it actually happened. And the team that we saw on paper is actually now unfolding on the field as well, 28-22. And they've gone from having... For a long time, they had one of the worst records in baseball to having the second or third best record in the American League. I believe the Cleveland Indians are tearing up everybody, and the Yankees. No, the Yankees are not as long as Fausto Carmona walks the earth. And the Yankees, obviously, 27-21, but tied with us right now, just a few percentage points above us in first place in the AL East. So these are exciting times. This is an exciting time to be a fan of the Red Sox and a fan of excitement. And do you have, Denton, any predictions for the upcoming series? Now, they're coming back home, again, as we mentioned, to play the White Sox. And, I got to say that the White Sox are 23-28 right now. I'm thinking, you know, and you have Oakland coming in after that. Oakland's dead-ass last in the West. So this could be... This could be the homestand in which they really pull away and make some hay and maybe end up, you know, perhaps if the Yankees continue to kind of sputter along, maybe find themselves, you know, four or five games up in the division by the time the next homestand is over. But three more games to the Tigers and then back
That's
home.
Sweet.
Think so? Yo, so you're calling for four.
All four. The wraparound series.
Now, will there actually be night games? They do play night games in Detroit, right? That's allowed.
They
go out at night there.
The lights are working. I think they can get in a night game or two. Yeah.
Okay. Not going to try to sneak another day game past me. All right. So
maybe
three
on Monday they will.
Three more games against the Tigers. And then back home, still without a day off. Back home next Monday. For three games with the White Sox.
That's Tuesday.
It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Their first Memorial Day is the first game against the White Sox.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, then I was mistaken.
Which game? Well, that's obviously not the game you're going to then. You're going on Tuesday.
No.
Right?
No, I'm going Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Well, this is some interesting podcast.
What'd you have for lunch today? Was it good?
No, I'm dumber than you.
I know. I had the baguettes. And Thursday, they have their first off day in some time, and then they start a weekend series against the Athletics. So, and then back to Yankee Stadium. Back to Yankee Stadium, our second home, our home away from home. So you got the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Rays the second and third week of June. So that'll be interesting. I'd like to see a little padding. If we can feast on the White Sox and the A's, and then you know, you make hay against the Yankees, Jays, and Rays, man, you could could be a good month for them. Things could be looking up in June. Could be looking at a 10 or 12 game lead in the AL East by the time. I want a 30 game lead.
I can't
lead.
Question your predictions after you predicted that Yankee sweep.
See?
The last podcast, so.
No, we'll see. All right, so I'm riding the hot streak now. We'll see.
Bet it all.
Yeah.
Be aggressive.
Exactly. all right. Well. That's pretty much unless you have any pearls of wisdom you want to drop down here.
I'm going to pearl of wisdom, but I have a question that you may be able to confirm. I think I heard during the broadcast yesterday that Leicester has the highest winning percentage all time of any pitcher ever with 100 starts or more. Is that true?
You got me, Chief. You got me, Chief.
That's a friggin' impressive stat if I heard it right.
If that is, well, he's a pretty impressive guy. And 7-1, and what's his ERA right now? It's got to be down there. You know, who would have
0.0?
Well, I think three. Beckett, however, has probably been the biggest surprise for me, and probably for all of us. I think that you know, as we've said many a time, that was the guy that coming into this we said, you know, if only, and you know what, he's friggin' done it. You know, he's 4-1. He could easily be 7-1. You know, he could easily have that same record as John Lester. But you know, between the two of them, you know, Lester 7-1, ERA I think is like 3.20 or 3-something, and Beckett.
What if Wakefield goes on and has like a 15-win season? That would be awesome.
I think you know, Wakefield, as I joked a couple of days ago, and of course I put up that post about a year ago, I think, that envisioned him, you know, on the Planet of the Apes, and you know, they're talking about his, you know, the only guy still pitching by the time apes take over the earth. But he, why not? Why couldn't he just keep rolling? I'm almost going to be sad the day he leaves, because he's the only guy on the team who's older than me. And the fact that he's still pitching makes me cling, however pathetically that may sound, to
Good shot to stay at the rotation, because it's safe to say we are not going to see Matsuzaka back this year.
Really?
I don't think so. He's back in Japan getting magic dust sprinkled on his elbow or some shit.
Hey, the last time you did that, you had to pay $600 for us.
Whatever they do for medicine over there.
I'd like the magic dust treatment, please. $600.
Here, hold this shiny rock and repeat after me.
Yes, exactly.
Or we could do Tommy John surgery. I don't know. We'll see.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Hold the magic rock, or...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be back.
Well, I certainly...
Wakefield or Aceves, or... I heard a while ago they were stretching out Dubront back into a starting...
Is John Smoltz available? Is he on the PGA Tour now? Can we get him
Ramon
back?
Ramon Martinez.
Can we get Ramon Martinez? Danny Darwin. You can pull Danny Darwin back. That would be, you know,
that guy that used to pitch with the funny glove so he could switch hands that they never let him do. Greg Harris.
I think we have this conversation every podcast that comes up.
All right, so if we're getting into the territory where we're repeating ourselves and you're going to start talking about Jay Diesel.
The 2007 ALCS. Most underrated home run. In the anal.
It's gonna sound like I'm hanging up, but just keep talking. No, I'm really clear.
And of course, I meant to say the annals of Red Sox history, and it came out as the anals, which of course pay no attention to the physical I had today. There's no Freudian slip there.
Yeah, I go for these weekly.
Yes.
Is that not the frequency you're supposed to go into those?
That's bad. I just wish you actually went to a doctor and not Jose, your IT guy.
He's got such big fingers, though.
Hi, Jose. I'm here for my checkup. Excellent. Excellent. You know I'm not a doctor. Oh, I don't give a shit.
He's so gentle. He's such a gentle man.
All right. Anyway, Matt Albers.
This is really lowered the bar significantly.
Matt Albers. I just like saying Matt Albers. It soothes me.
I'm Matt Albers.
Anyway, all right. I guess so
we're gonna get a sponsor out of this, right?
Yes, exactly. We picked a bad week to start begging people for money. God help us. All right. Well, anyway, Denton calls the the sweep of the Tigers.
The sweep is on.
And I think not only will they make, I don't know about a sweep against the Tigers, but I'm thinking you take three of those games and you just come and you just tear ass through the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland A's. I think it has to be. And then I think you get a great, great series, against your AL East foes, in the first week of June there. I'll be in rehab then anyway, so I'll be, getting all my updates via Telegram. I'm certainly looking forward to that. It's going to be a good summer, folks. Please stick around and enjoy the show.
We'll be here all summer.
We'll be here all summer. You know, everyone who sent us an email saying you guys should do more podcasts is now saying you guys should fucking throw your headphones and microphones into the goddamn ocean. Please stop with this shit. Anyway, all right. Well, if you've listened this far, we apologize and we thank you. And we'll see you again, and we will have a very special guest in our next podcast. We're not at liberty to speak just yet on who that might be. It won't be Roddy McDowell.
Or Clay Aiken. Sorry, folks.
But we will. Hey, you know, I know you don't watch American Idol, but why'd they cut Steven Tyler's song short the other day? They had two songs by Beyonce, and they had Jennifer Lopez's insect-looking husband come out and sing an entire song, and then when they
she got up there and shook her butt, so I was fine with that. I don't think Steven Tyler can actually sing an entire song anymore. Really. He's like 90 years old. But I want to know why they voted off that girl Haley.
Oh, that was a sad day.
Who was not only hot but had a phenomenal voice.
I know.
And left those bumpkins on for America to vote.
That's because the voting is done by 12-year-old girls. That's it.
Apparently.
And robots. Don't forget the robots.
Was there puppet voting?
There might have been some puppets, too. The robot and puppet demographic is really the one you want in any election, I think.
I think that's all we're going to have left.
That's all we got. Right now, there's a couple of robots listening saying, yeah, he does suck. All right.
Puppet Red to work to your real job, seriously.
You know, I thought about it. I've actually some people at the office actually know about the puppet thing, and they've seen actually one girl I work with. This is actually kind of funny. I had inadvertently mentioned. I was probably drunk one day at the office and mentioned the puppet, and this woman I work with was like puppet. So I sent her one of the links, and she sent me an email back. And the email just said, "Very, very funny, and it's nice to see you're keeping your hands busy." I thought that was funny. They know me so well at the office.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right.
Indeed. All right. Well, if you've listened this far again, and I know, Mom, you're the only one listening, and I apologize once again for saying the bad words. My name is Red. His name is Denton. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.